It is the 30th day of October. This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on the University. It's been kind of a roller coaster for soybeans for a little bit. Things have been higher. It looks maybe, and you can tell me whether a bottom has been put into this marketplace or not for the harvest.
Well, we got a bottom for now, I guess. You know, unless the market totally falls apart tomorrow, we're going to have outside price reversals to the upside or key reversals to the upside on the monthly chart. So that's usually a strong signal that prices have hit bottom. And now we're going to decide whether or not we're going to go sideways or if we're going to extend as you go through the month of November and you kind of maybe bottom out sometime in that first part of December. So my guess is that that could be what we're going to do, is that we may come down and test these lows and see how strong they are. But we'll have a lot of retracement levels to look at as the market, if the market is deciding now to maybe show some weakness or a corrective decline. The soybean market has lost a lot of its buying power, and that's what's driven it basically since the last time I talked to you. We've lost like 105,000 contracts in beans and total open interest. So that short covering in with soybean meal leading the charge is what really gave soybeans that buying power to punch its way up to this 1050 area. And so now the market has lost that buying power. The ones that are probably left in it are fairly strong shorts. They're probably commercials and whatnot. But any speculative guy that was short that soybeans or soybean meal, they got their clock clean really bad. So we'll have to see from there. We did see some good country movement, I think, farmers both selling corn and soybeans over the past couple of days. And it was a nice rally for the month of October for those people that needed to get some extra bushels sold or needed to get some bushels sold rather than pay storage, whatever they needed. It has been a nice rally to do that on.
So is this a short-lived rally, in your opinion? And maybe it depends on what happens tomorrow and how the monthlies finish up. But it was led, of course, as you said, by soybean meal, and it was a distribution problem. So I'm wondering whether there is really very much oomph left in the marketplace for at least soybeans.
Well, we're going to find out. Like I told Dave this morning, I got what I wanted out of the October rally. It hit all my targets of the 370s and East corn and 1050 on November beans. So I'm out for the year. I'm done. The rest of the guys can clown around in the next 2 months. But that's what's – we'll have to see how much follow-through we get on today's reversal down in beans. Now, you know, beans did close 20 lower, and they did take out yesterday's high in the overnight session. We went to 59 here on the January beans, and then we closed 20 lower. So we'll see how much follow-through selling this reversal kind of generates. If it does generate some follow-through selling, the first retracement point that you'll look for probably on the January soybeans for support point will be 1003, which will be the 38% retracement level of the October advance. Corn futures did have that little reversal, but it wasn't very powerful by only closing a penny or penny and a half lower. But we are off the, you know, highs for the move. December futures went back and knocked on the August high at 381. So that may kind of look like the upper end of a possible trading range, this 381. We'll see. But December still maintain. It's got a second close above the 100-day moving average. And the 25 days on the verge of punching above the 50-day. And if you don't see any follow-through to the downside in corn, my guess is that you're going to see another round of trend trader type buying with this 25-day crossing above the 50, and then that would maybe set the stages that we don't get a November break. Maybe this thing stays firm into Thanksgiving, and then we break during the month of December.
Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again in 1 week.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. He joins us here on this Thursday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. You can hear him online in just a few minutes, actually, at willag.org. That's willag.org. While you're there, take time to look up a couple of things, two ways to purchase your tickets, $25 for our Farm Assets Conference. You can do it just there online if you'd like, or dial this number, 800-898-1065. Don't wait any longer. Buy them today at 800-898-1065, our Farm Assets Conference, first ever on the ISU campus in Normal, Illinois, on the 24th day of November. Now here's Dave Dickey with today's agricultural news.